today's episode of the Brain Spike Back podcast, we speak with Patrick Hill, CEO and founder at Disktopia, a podcast hosting and streaming service dedicated to artists, podcasters, film directors, and content creatives. In today's episode, you will learn how Patrick was inspired to create the company after his friend asked him to burn CDs for him. We also discuss the transition from physical CDs to streaming and digital content, followed by the rapid shift in the music industry and the rise of streaming platforms. And we also talk about predictions for the podcasting industry, with Hill advocating that audio will be the future of communication. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
As you know, my name is Patrick Hill. I founded Disktopia. Ideally, I founded it probably 7 years ago in my head. It really did get going to about 4 years ago. If you mind, it's a pandemic 1 year ago. But how we got started, a friend of mine knocked on my door. Long story short, he asked me to burn him some CDs so that he can sell them at the mall or wherever he was going to sell them. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that, but I'll build you a website. I end up building him a website and putting a PayPal button up there. And he ended up making like $250 or something like that in an hour on Twitter and Facebook at the time. And that's when I had the idea of Disk, like CD Disk, Disktopia, the freedom to distribute yourself. Over time, we went from music to podcast to now we have all five mediums, music, podcast, audiobooks, film, and podcast videos. So that's what we do. We help content owners not only distribute their data, distribute their content. We allow content owners to monetize off their audience and the data. We give them full transparency of their data, meaning how many downloads you have, how many plays you have, how many streams you have. And we give you the actual numbers, not just the first 60 seconds or when someone clicks on it. We give you what we call true plays. And true plays are really, really important to content owners who are in the digital space.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me today. It is great to have you here. And I do want to clarify something about your background, because I was told they used to sell mixtapes from your rucksack in busy crowds in Charlotte. Is that true?
No. That was my friend.
That was your friend. Okay. I got bad information then.
Yeah. No, I actually used to sell mixtapes in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. Long time ago.
So you got a long history in this. Yeah. You're way back.
Yeah. I used to actually, and I think it was a tail end of like Bear Share when Napster got caught, but people are still online sharing music, and you had to go to this site called like Live Mixtapes and Two Dope Boys, and you can actually download like albums ahead of time, and you can download singles for promotional use. And I used to mix them up on CD and sell them in high school. But the crazy thing about it is the second I graduated high school, the iPod, like no one ever burned another CD. I felt like the day I graduated high school, the next day it was like, what's a CD?
that is unfortunate timing.
but that's how fast it flipped.
Yeah.
From CD to streaming like overnight. And honestly, that only happened about 10, 15 years ago, but it felt like we've been streaming for decades, but we haven't.
That's cool. And I really want to know the name Disktopia. That's a really cool name. How did you come up with that?
Yeah, it's really a combination of a CD disc, like compact disc. And since he asked me to burn a CD, that's where we got that name from.
That's cool. I like that play on words. And, I feel like there's a lot of streaming platforms and podcast hosting companies out there. How do you folks like really set yourself apart from all of this competition?
Well, believe it or not, it's really not that many companies. There's just a few big players. There's some old, what we call OGs. They've just been in the game since the beginning. Libsyn, I believe, was like one of the first ones. Blueberry, And then you had some other ones like Podbean and Buzzsprout pop up. But what the big, huge ones, you're talking about like iHeart, Sirius XM Radio, and Spotify. Those are the big ones. You know, they control about 80 to 85% of the market. And then there's some other coming players like Acast. But how we set ourselves apart is that we are a platform for streaming. Podcasting is just one of our mediums. Like I said, we have music, audiobooks, podcast, video, and we integrate that with e-commerce. So we give you more opportunities to make money.
Awesome. Fantastic. And I know, like, in my mind, the one thing that stands out is like how you help in the artists. I know that's a big part of, or correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's a big part of your message. Like, how does Dystopia help in the artists?
Well, for one, we pay them. That's number one.
That's a good start.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, first and foremost, we pay you, and we pay weekly, and we pay you for true plays. So there's no mixed signals, mixed confusion about what your content is worth. You know how much is being played, and we pay you for that play time. So that's the biggest thing. The other thing is we're a direct-to-consumer product. So, for instance, if you have content, you have a music album, you have podcasts, we give you ability to go directly to your content, I mean, to your customer without having to go through a lot of hoops. A lot of musicians fall for the trick of, oh, you got to be on Spotify. Oh, you got to be on this main big platform for you to make any money. And that's not true. We know a lot of indie artists that are still selling vinyl, still selling CDs, believe it or not. Some of them are doing free shows and they're selling merch. And they're doing very well. You know, we have the average person on our platform that sells both direct to consumer and merch, they average around $150 a week, which then turns into, you know, $450 to $500 a month. And they always tell us like, hey, I made $200, $300 this week. And I always ask them, well, how much does Spotify pay you this week? And they're like, oh yeah, I got $17. And the streams on Spotify are way higher than the streams in Dystopia, but we just pay you fairly and we give you other opportunities. So yeah, that's the biggest difference.
I think that sounds appealing because I think Spotify are quite famous for their mistreatment of artists in the sense that they just do not pay them what they deserve. So it's really reassuring that there are companies out there like yourself that are standing up for these artists and giving them like a really fair deal from the sounds of things and giving them the opportunity to make a living off their creativity.
Yeah, and in Spotify's defense, they're operating off of an old model, and that's the label model. Just how podcasting is operating off a per impression model, which is the wrong model. You know, even with ads, podcasters are being paid somewhere between 19 and 21 CPM, which stands for cost per impression. And I don't know, I mean, you're familiar with the old ad agency cost per impression was really built off web pages. How many hits could my website get? But if you think about it, someone's attention longer than 2 minutes deserves way more than $20 per 1,000 impressions. So it's just that those two models are really archaic. Like I said, music is based off an old label model where the label gets paid first, takes this cut for its studio time, its marketing time, then the writers get paid, and then the performers get paid, which is an old model. So once they fix the business model, then hopefully things will happen. But it seems like they've had a lot of opportunities to fix the business model, but haven't decided to change it.
Yeah, I suppose that gives a lot of opportunities to new companies like yourself. And hopefully this does evolve over time to bring more opportunities to those who are actually creating the content. And I'm kind of curious to know, like, what are your predictions for the overall podcasting industry over the next 3 years?
I have some bold predictions for podcasting in the next 3 years.
Okay.
So as you probably know or don't know, that we believe audio is the future of communication. I believe that, you know, we went from typewriters to, well, we started in stone tablets. Then we went to feathers and ink and, you know, feather pens. And then we went to typewriters. Then we went to email. And now we're in this social media of quick video phase. But I do believe audio is the future of all communication. Just how we don't write cursive anymore. We're teaching kids to type. I believe that due to the advancements of technology and AI, we will no longer type, we will just speak. And audio is a big part of that. So in the next 3 years, I see podcasting expanding tremendously outside of entertainment into everyday common uses, from work to workplace training to development to all sorts of communication is going to go into the form of audio somehow, some way, if not video, after that. So and it's going to be fast, and fast and quick. It's kind of like how the mail system went from the Pony Express to video calls. Like, we don't write letters anymore. So it's definitely a non-starter to write a love letter to someone, unless you really love it. If someone writes you a love letter, you know
that's special.
You know that's special, especially if it's original. So if someone writes you a love letter, then you definitely want to keep hold of them. But other than that, you know, audio is the future of communication, and podcasting is going to expand. Right now, it's 95% entertainment. Oh, I got to listen to your podcast. There are some business podcasts, some news podcasts. And so, but still, at the end of the day, news is still a form of entertainment. I got to watch the news. Got to watch CNN or NBC or whatever you watch for ABC or whatever you watch for news. It's still a form of entertainment that is a branch of television. But I see podcasting going into other pockets and use cases for communication.
Yeah, I'm super excited for how this is going to roll out. And I love podcasting. Obviously, I'm biased, but I really love the fact that you can consume audio in so many ways, like you're driving, doing a workout, going for a hike. I just feel like it's just the easiest way of consuming information. And that's why I'm such a big supporter of it. So I'm super excited to see how this rolls out. And I want to know, like, what's next on the horizon for you folks at Dystopia?
Well, we are growing fast. Next for us is really to get into engagement and the artificial intelligence of engagement, and how to make sure that we are tracking engagement at a true level, and not just from the old fashioned way of clicking a play or a file was downloaded. So that's our first step, is to really track engagement. The next step is to give those engagement metrics fully to the owners of the content. And so we're heavily built into that. And last but not least, we plan to grow in those other industries outside of entertainment. As you mentioned, there's so much competition inside a sports podcast or political podcast, which is all entertainment to us. But where is the innovation? We talked about that in Pod News a few months ago. It's like everyone gives you an RSS feed and a social media integration, but where's the innovation in podcasting? That's where we want to come and play. We want to innovate in the audio and video space from a distribution point. So not only getting it from point A to point B, but being very innovative in that distribution or in that process of point A to point B.
I think that sounds super exciting. I can't wait to see what innovation brings in podcasting, and I can't wait to see what you folks contribute to this future of podcasting as well. And if people are listening and they're thinking, hey, I want to connect with Dystopia, keep up with the work that you folks are doing, or even use your services, what's the best way for them to do that?
Always www.dystopia.com. All our handles on social media are just Dystopia, D-I-S-C, like the disc, T-O-P-I-A. If you just want to grab some time with me, definitely go online to dystopia.com, fill out the form, We can go through your plans of how you want to harness your audience data and get true play metrics.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining me today for this quick snippet into our future podcasting and the work you folks do and your background, because that's pretty cool. I'd highly recommend listeners go check out Dystopia now, and we'll have links to that in the show notes.
Thank you.
That is it for today's episode. Thank you for joining us. I hope you've learned something, and if you have benefited from today's episode, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, as these reviews really help us grow the show. You can also follow us wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. Just search BrainSpike Back and you will find us. We hope you join us for more episodes in the future, and until then, take care.